Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Wentworth, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Coming up tomorrow is the official 60th anniversary of the Rock Hill Housing Authority. And we've got two gentlemen who are very involved with that. Dwayne Offord, of course, who is the executive director of the Rock Hill Housing Authority, and a guy by the name of David Casey, who's just been hanging around there for year after year after year. How many years did you say?
Roughly 15 years, right at 15, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
I'm surprised when you took this job, Dwayne, you didn't say to him, you know, we need to get somebody else in here.
I was there before he came.
I know, that's
yeah.
Right.
We hired him.
All right. Okay, let's do some introductions here. Dwayne, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
Hey, I'm Dwayne Alford. I've been the executive director here with the Rock Hill Housing Authority a little over 10 years, going on 11 to be exact. Me and my lovely wife, Linda, moved here in August of 2014. Have been here ever since. Have been doing this kind of work for the last 30 years or so, Manny.
Really?
And really enjoy helping people and looking to try and expand the affordable housing footprint, you know, for the town of Rock Hill as well as down in Great Falls where we have property. So enjoy what we do.
Good. David, your turn.
Well, it's good to be with you, Manny. Thank you. I've lived in Rock Hill for 45 years.
Ooh.
I came in 1980, about the same time you did. And I am married to the lovely Miss Ann Allen Casey, who we've been married to. We will be 36 years tomorrow.
Good for you, buddy.
So we're doing good work. We have two grown sons that live in Charlotte.
And Bud Light.
Bud Light. From an era.
Twin boys.
From another era, long since gone. But I've been serving on the Housing Authority Board for right at 15 years, which is hard to believe.
Good work. So let's bring everybody up to speed. The Rock Hill Housing Authority is all about creating rooftops over people's heads that otherwise would not be able to afford them. Is that about right, Dwayne?
That's about right. You know, our mission, you know, explicitly is to provide safe, decent, sanitary housing conditions for very low-income families. You know, we want to be a great steward of the resources that we're given. We want to help families achieve self-sufficiency. And by that, I mean, you know, assisting them to be in a position to move from subsidized housing into unsubsidized housing, whether that be rental or home ownership of their choice. So, yes.
How many units are you all operating on, working on, whatever it all is?
Well, you know, we operate several programs, Manny. The public housing program, we have 369 public housing units. We have an elderly property. We call it Eastside Elderly. There's 56 units, and that's exclusively for elderly and persons with disabilities. We also have a Housing Choice Voucher program. Most folks know that program as the Section 8 program. Well, we've got 614 vouchers authorized for that program. So all total, we're serving well over 1,000 families throughout the community, both here and in Great Falls.
And we've got a waiting list that's about as long, about
yes.
as many.
As a matter of fact, the project that I see every day coming to and from work, is going to add another 156 units to this total that you already have. And this is really a private sector development, is that correct?
It is. That project has been undertaken by a developer by the name of Greenway Residential out of Charlotte. They are developing 156 units. They're going to be 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. It's going to be a really nice property from everything that's been described to us. It's going to have a fitness facility, a laundry room, 24-hour business center for its residents, to include a pool and a playground. So really looking forward to that project, you know, coming to fruition. And as you already mentioned, it is underway.
So the private sector came to you and said, look, we can do this, but we need your help to get us low-interest financing to make it work. And in return for that, you say, okay, if we do that, you have to provide these units at a certain level of rent? Is that how that works?
That's correct. And so we used what's called the multifamily tax-exempt bond financing program through the South Carolina State Fiscal Accountability Authority. We were the conduit issuer for the bonds that they utilized to assist them in the construction of this facility. We issued bonds totaling about $19.1 million. So we were the conduit issuer for that particular project.
And when this is all done, families at or below 60% of the AMI?
That's correct.
Are the ones who will populate it?
That's correct.
And so that means, if we just use some round numbers, if somebody was to get a one-room apartment in one of the nice apartment complexes in Rock Hill, which would run them $1,500 a month.
Easy.
This program, with this program, they would be able to rent that one-bedroom apartment for roughly what, do you think?
Oh, wow. I'd venture to say
under $1,000?
A one-bedroom? I wouldn't say under $1,000, Manny.
No.
Absolutely not. I would say to you that it's probably somewhere around $1,595 for one bedroom in that particular zip code.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
Woo. Yeah, when you look at the state of South Carolina, York County is one of the highest earnings counties in the state. In other words, you're looking at an average household wage of York County at being at right around $29, $29.88, almost $30 an hour.
So is this part of the, we get lumped in with the Charlotte MSA?
Correct.
With a lot of things. Is that the issue here? In other words, if we weren't lumped in with this metropolitan area?
Well, I think you've got Fort Mill that's obviously heavily influences oh, yeah. these numbers. Rock Hill is in a fairly affluent area as well. Now, Western York County is different, but Fort Mill, I think, drives a lot of that number.
And yes, we are in that Charlotte, Gastonia, metropolitan statistical area.
So, Concord.
Yeah, includes Concord as well.
So if this development was being done without your assistance, the $1,500 would be probably $2,000,
$2,300. Very easily.
Jeez. So. Woo! Wow. Okay, so 60 years ago, I can't read it because I don't have my reading glasses. It's the city of Rock Hill adopted this resolution. Let's see if I can read it today. April 12th, 1965, they adopted this resolution creating what is now the Rock Hill Housing Authority.
Correct.
And here we are all these years later with a growing population that I don't think anybody anticipated 60 years ago. And your biggest problem is meeting the demand, correct?
Meeting the demand is problem number one. Not just for us, but for our city as a whole. You know, the number of folks that are moving to our city who are in need of housing continues to grow on a daily basis. Not just low-income families, but families, period. They need a place to live. They need an affordable place to live. And so, you know, part of our mission, of course, is to address that need, and we're doing it for those persons of low income, low to moderate income, but families need housing, and there's a need for more affordable housing. There's a need for more workforce housing, you know, and so, you know, we're going to do everything that we can do to try and expand the affordable housing portfolio and inventory for the city.
You know, the biggest concern is...
And let me add something to that. It's not just providing housing, because in today's world, we know that things are always changing, especially in Washington, D.C. So we've implemented programs like the Jobs Plus program, which would, in essence, if you were to come in and you were new to living in one of our authority properties, you could take advantage of the Jobs Plus program to get training, so that the goal would be to eventually move up and out on your own.
Right.
So that would free up that space for someone else who is in need.
Right.
So it's not designed for permanent residents.
So does the Housing Authority work with other agencies, let's say like the Havens Men's Shelter or Pathways or some of the others who are working to do the same kind of thing you're talking about?
We do. They are critical, you know, to helping us identify those persons who have needs for housing. When we are opening up our applications for housing, they are typically some of the first folks that we'll go to and let them know that we're asking and taking applications. So not just, you know, the men's shelter, the Haven. You know, we work with Bethel, we work with Cash. There's any number of partners that we work with.
As a matter of fact, in this very nice brochure, there must be 30 or 40 of them listed as community partners.
Oh, yeah.
It's the work that we do, Manning, it's not work that we can do alone. It requires some partnerships. You know, it requires some coordination. And we have a really, really good team that does that for us. We've got a resident services team, and I like to say they are an award-winning resident services team. They've done an excellent job of helping coordinate services for families in our public housing property. They connect them to not only educational opportunities, but they also connect them to employment opportunities.
And I must say, when you drive by the public housing units, they're very well maintained.
Oh, yeah.
Not only on the outside, but I'm sure as well on the inside. You have a system whereby you're making sure that these properties are maintained.
Yes. We have an excellent maintenance team that takes pride in our properties. I will tell you that, you know, our board approved a $4.4 million modernization of one of our properties, Kiger Place.
Kiger, yeah, behind you. Okay.
You know, that $4.4 million was well spent. We replaced the roofs, the fascia, the soffit, the gutters at that property. We put in laminate vinyl tile flooring. We put in new appliances, solid surface countertops. We put in new HVAC systems. I said solid surface countertops. So new appliances, solid wood cabinetry, and even tankless water heaters. You're not going to find that in some typical
class
apartments.
That's right.
So we made a significant investment at the direction of our board to really make that property an energy efficient property, a property that would certainly have some savings, you know, for our customers. So,
and the other thing is that we have been very active to reach out to the various government groups to try to get grants, federal grants, to help us with making sure that we're doing things that would benefit all of our residents. For example, we got a grant for radon testing. And radon, if you haven't heard anything about that, it's pretty serious, and it can kill you. And we were able to conduct radon tests on all of our properties, which we found a few that had it, but we properly vented them now, and they're the way they should be.
Good.
And we've had a lead-based paint initiative as well to go through and make sure that if there was any lead-based paints, which I think we came through okay with that.
We did.
We were able to rectify that. But at the end of the day, those are the kinds of things that I don't know what other communities are doing, but I know Rock Hill and the Housing Authority in Rock Hill is an award-winning, top-notch program, and we should really be thankful that we have a well-run program like that.
And I gather that'll be a big part of the message tomorrow at your 60th anniversary celebration over the Sports and Events Center.
It will be. It will be. And in part, you know, we're reflecting on, you know, some of the past accomplishments. We're inviting folks like Mr. Joe Lanford, former city manager, you know, asking him to reflect back on the early years as best as he might know it. And just share with us some of the reflections regarding the relationship and the development of not only the Housing Authority, but things that were going on in the early 60s, 70s to redevelop portions of Rock Hill. And then we're going to ask, you know, tomorrow, we're going to ask our mayor, Mayor John Geddes, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, the present. And we're going to also have our esteemed board chairman, Terry Millar. To offer up some remarks. He's been a key member of our Board of Commissioners for well over 40 years.
Woo!
40 years.
It's the early 80s.
So
yeah.
looking for him to share some insight and wisdom and reflect on his time being on the board. And we'll also have two of our program participants who will kind of share their story of how the housing programs have helped them their families.
That is.
Well, that's the key. When you can take somebody who is just at their wit's end, mm-hmm. put them into a program, put them into a facility, and all of a sudden they begin to blossom.
That's
like
right.
a seed, and all of a sudden, boom,
yeah.
they're on their own.
Yeah.
That's what it's all
Here's
about.
Here's some Rock Hill Housing Authority trivia for you.
Okay.
This will blow you away. The very first director for the Rock Hill Housing Authority, you know who it was?
No.
Vernon Grant.
There you go.
Now, who would have thought?
Mr. Snap, Crackle,
Pop. There you go. Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
All right. We got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at MySubstationII.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Oh, back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dwayne Alford, the executive director of the Rock Hill Housing Authority. And David, I'll never jump out of an airplane again. Casey is with us. We're recounting David's last skydiving event. Woo! Okay, so one of the things that's on the agenda for tomorrow's 60th anniversary is you, Mr. Alford, talking about the future. And I'm interested in what you're going to be saying to the group about what you see coming down the pike.
Well, we don't want to give it all away, Manning.
Oh,
tomorrow is,
come on.
Tomorrow will be here before you know it. But, again, you know, in collaboration, you know, with our board, there's some things that we really want to, you know, continue doing. One of which is, you know, we want to continue to rehabilitate and preserve our current public housing portfolio. You know, the investment that I shared with you that we made in Kiger Place, $4.4 million, you know, there's still, you know, some things that we want to do to preserve and improve upon our public housing portfolio.
You have to. I mean, you don't have a choice but to do that.
Yes, yes. And then the other thing, you know, we operate that Housing Choice Voucher program, and so we're always, always looking to add additional landlords who have property that they would like to rent, you know, to persons, you know, who need housing. So we're always looking to recruit private landlords in the area who might want to participate in that Housing Choice Voucher program. Those are just some of the things that we want to do. We want to continue to build that network of partners. You know, there's a long list of partners that we have. But again, as I shared with you, we can't do everything by ourselves. So we need partners, you know, and so we're going to continue to look to expand upon the partnerships that we have. And in addition to that, you know, we're always looking for acquisition opportunities. When I say acquisition opportunities, maybe there is an apartment complex that someone's simply tired of dealing with. We'd love to have an opportunity to kick the tires, look under the hood, and see if it's a property that we might be interested in acquiring. So we're always looking, you know, for acquisition opportunities, acquisition rehab opportunities. So you know, Manning, if you know some folks who are just tired of managing property and you know, would like to sell, do let us know.
Not my wheelhouse. But with that being said, when you talk about acquisitions, your sources of income for the housing authority, obviously you have rental income that comes in.
Sure.
But you have, when you're talking about big projects like $4.4 million for this and acquiring something for $5 or $10 million, those dollars are coming from grants, or you just have a nice big nest egg that you put away?
Well, when we made the investment in our Kiger Place property, that $4.4 million that you talk about, HUD funded us with what they call a capital fund program grant. So what we did, we assembled several years of capital fund grants. On average, we get about $1.5 million in capital funds each year. So we were able to take two or three capital grants, put that together to do that particular project.
Gotcha.
When we talk about projects that are in development, like the one we're talking about on Heckle, typically the private developer, you know, is coming with the bulk of those resources. But we will access, you know, the state's bond volume cap to assist in a project like that.
Right.
And then when we're talking acquisitions, depending on how we will go about it, it could be that we're talking, you know, to the folks at HUD about some special programs that they might have for new construction or acquisition rehab. It could be that we're talking to the folks at the state, you know, whether it be tax credits or multifamily tax-exempt bond finance. And it could be, you know, in some instances, it could be new market tax credits. So there's a whole litany of potential financing mechanisms that we're able to tap as a housing authority.
So with all the changes that are going on in Washington right now, and Lord knows there are a bunch of them, do you have any handle as to how that is may or may not impact you all and what you do day in and day out?
It's funny you mentioned that. We were just talking about it on before we came over. Because we know that there's going to be change coming with the new administration. The one that we are looking at and preparing for will be limitations for someone being able to come and live in a house in public housing. They'll be limited with a time limit, and we're going to have programs like the Jobs Plus program in place to help, you know, accomplish those goals and get them in and get them out.
Right.
So, I mean, that's one of the things we talked about. Dwayne, yeah. Anything else?
Talked a little bit about streamlining some of the regulations. As you know, Manning, a lot of the federal programs are just chalked full of requirements.
Right.
And so if the new administration is able to streamline some of the requirements associated with public housing, some of the requirements associated with the Housing Choice Voucher Program, we welcome that. We welcome that. And but, of course, one of the concerns for us is always funding. And so certainly we're very mindful that funding cuts are being contemplated. And so we certainly want to be sure that we are, you know, aware of what's coming. But we're advocating for full funding for all of the programs that we operate.
You know, when you talk about your partnerships, obviously the city of Rock Hill is a big partner because they created you. When you take a look, and I always remember your comment to me when we looked at 156 new units coming online down here at Heckle and Cherry, I said, how is that going to help? And your words were, it's a drop in the bucket.
Drop in the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
That you need so much more to meet the demand. So are there other places to look for help, for funding? I mean, city, county? I mean, I know you work with the state and Fed, but I mean, on a local level?
On a local level, certainly I'd be hard-pressed to tell you that I've identified some other local soft money. You know, we...
So a lot depends on what happens in D.C.
It
does. To do another big project like this one.
It does.
You're going to have to know that whatever's going on at HUD hasn't changed dramatically.
You got to know what's going on at HUD. You got to know what's going on a little bit at Treasury as well. You know, the multi-family tax exempt bond financing program is a Treasury kind of a program. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're aware of what's going on with the Department of Treasury. You want to know what's going on with HUD. You want to know what's going on with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You want to know what's going on with, you know, the Federal Home Loan Bank System. You know, all of those are players that can provide financing for new construction, acquisition, and rehab. So
I would imagine your peers in your industry are all saying the same thing, all wondering what the heck is going to happen out of Washington.
There's some questions. We have some questions, but certainly we're also advocating, you know, for our programs to be fully funded and to be, you know, some of the regulatory requirements to be waived if and or not streamlined so that we can access the funding that's there when we need it.
Well, congratulations on your 60th anniversary.
Thank you very
much.
It's
a big deal. Tomorrow it's high noon right over at the Sports and Events Center.
Yep.
Is this something open to the public or is it just by invitation?
By invitation.
By invitation. So,
got a very good crowd coming out.
Oh, I think you will have a good crowd. And I can't wait to hear what all of these speakers have to say because I think it's going to be very interesting.
Now, will you be broadcasting live from
there? We will be recording to be redone in excerpts and maybe it's a special program.
Perfect.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense, Intelligent Advice. For conservative investors, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the Lugheads are here. All right. I'm not talking about you, Dwayne, or you, David. No, no. Well, maybe you,
we
David.
We know.
All right.
We know the Lugheads.
At the count of three, let's tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.